Well, God morning, God morning, God morning. Welcome to the Master on this My God is Greater Monday. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I'm greeting you all the way from Stone Mountain, Georgia, and I pray that each one of you had a marvelous and magnificent weekend. But at this time, we welcome you to the Master's Call, and we're all going to collectively go to God in prayer. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you. We glorify you. We give you all the honor and we give you all the praise because, God, you are greater than anything. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven on this day, Father. Father, we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, oh God, and we just thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for our two visionaries that you selected especially for us here on the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who celebrated another year of life this past weekend, and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, our Dr. Super Fantastic. And God, we just thank you for giving these phenomenal women of God this vision that lives would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with you, the Master. Father, we lift up artist's life to you, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to bless the Diaz de Leon family, Father, that you would continue to bless every single product that you have given them in your vision for artist's life. And we pray that those products will continue to transform and change lives all over the world, Father. And so for every caller that has listened or that's listening now and that will listen later, I pray that you would open up our ears, open up our hearts, open up our minds, that we would receive what thus says the Lord. And so I ask right now in the name of Jesus that as our messengers will come this morning with the message from you, God, that you would increase in them as they decrease, that your word will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, unhindered, unrestricted in the name of Jesus, Father. And so we thank you, God, because you are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are higher than any other. And so our God, you are amazing. You are awesome. And you are our true and living God. And you are greater than anything. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, good morning. Good morning to everyone on the call this morning. And I'd like to thank Minister Tiffany for opening us up this morning with greetings and with that powerful, powerful prayer and that great tagline, My God is Greater Monday. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I would like to welcome each and every one of you to the call. And for those that are new on the call, I'd like to give you some background information. And that is that this call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God. Our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, they're super fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. Our scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And all of our messages have been archived. So if you have missed any messages or would like to rehear a message, you can go to this website. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. There you can go back and listen to the playback of any messages since 2010. And also, you can read the bios of any of our speakers on this line. And our theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Tiffany so graciously did this morning, or a host as I am doing now, or God has given you a word that you want to share with the masses, or you may even have a prayer request or praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. That is I-N-F-O at themasters with an S call.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. What has brought us all together is a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. It's that common thread that has just brought us and sewn us all together each and every morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great company with the best product, as Minister Terrell would tell you, this side of heaven, to help the world to become healthier, build wealth, and is totally changing lives every day. So if you would like more information about Artist Life, contact that person that invited you to this call, and they would love to share or answer any questions that you may have. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer, and you're having challenges calling in on the live calls or the playback? Well, there's a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, that is 716-293-9707. Call in on that number, follow the prompts, and you will be joined in the call at no charge. So please share this information with anyone that are having those challenges. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and it's held every Monday through Friday, right after this call. It's conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your Artist Life business and its wonderful product. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-pound. And today is Inspirational Monday, where our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be hosting that call. So right now, I'm going to get out the way and bring before you our speaker or speakers for the hour. This is a powerful, powerful God-anointed couple. They work synergistically together. They do a wonderful job with bringing forth God's word. One of the speakers is one of our original co-founders, in the person of Dr. T.K. Robert Patton, and her lovely husband will come before us this morning to render God's word. This woman is a great established woman. She has spoken all over the world. God has anointed her to anoint the master. And her powerful, powerful husband is no shrinking violet. He is a wonderful man of God, standing tall and righteous. But I'm not going to go any further. If you want more information on this couple, please go to the website and you can find out everything that you need to know about this wonderful, wonderful, an anointed, blessed couple of God. But right now, I'm going to step out the way and bring them to the platform so God can speak through them. Pastor PK and Pastor Patton.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. It's yours.
Thank you so much. You are so faithful. Thank you for presenting us this morning. To God be the glory for all of the wonderful things that he's doing for us and especially for what he did for us this weekend alone. I do honor this morning our own minister, Bonita Cates. She came on and her voice was gone. She's been with Richard Smallwood and all those folks this weekend. She had a hooping, hollering good time. This is the second prayer call I've been on this morning where folk have absolutely lost their voices because they were praising God this weekend. To God be the glory for our own songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, who will be ushering us into the presence of God again with her beautiful voice. And to our own birthday girl, my Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, this morning, to God be the glory for you and for what you bring to us. I want to also thank God for my husband, whom I say to many of you, he's the chocolate on my cake, and I tell you, the love of my life. I thank God, you all, this morning, because we have been dealing with fasting and the F's of fasting, faith. We talked about faith, focus, and how it is connected with fasting. Last week, we talked about finding time with the Lord, and today, we're going to talk about favor. But before we come to talk to you about favor, which is so good this morning, we're going to call front and center again on Tiffany Lauderdale. Miss Minister Songbird, come and give us our song, and then Babe and I are going to come and give you a word on fasting and praying. God bless you. We are so, so excited about this time as God is preparing us, you all, for the beginning of the year for our annual fast. I am so excited. I don't know about you, but I am. All righty. Minister Lauderdale, did Tiffany leave? Okay.
No, I'm here. Can you hear me, Dr. PK?
Okay, I can hear you. I just didn't see you. All righty. Come on and sing for us.
Praise God. Praise God. To God be the glory. The Lord is blessing me right now, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now, right now, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. He woke me up this morning and started me on my way. The Lord is blessing me right now, right now, right now.
Yes, yes, yes. The Lord is blessing me right now, right now. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for that beautiful selection this morning. You all, if you ask me in your salutation, how are you, Dr. PK? My response would be, most of you could come back and tell me exactly what it is. Super fantastic. If we said good morning to Minister Tiffany, you know her reply is going to be, God morning, God morning. But for many, when you would greet them, you ask them, how are you doing this morning? They would say, I'm blessed and highly favored. Well, I ask the question, what does it mean to have the favor of God on your life. To many, favor means to give special regard to treat with a goodwill, to show exceptional kindness. Sometimes it means to show extra compassion of the treatment to others. Well, for some, it is preferential. We prefer you to somebody else. And from that word favor comes the word favorite. The greatest favors are shown to the favorite. My favorite student, my favorite, I would say to my son, oh, you are my favorite son. And he would come back, Mama, I'm your only son. Glory to God. My favorite teacher, my favorite friend. Let me tell you, the word favor is used a lot, but I don't think that we really stop to truly understand what this word means. Does it really make a difference between us and how we feel about other people? My personal belief is that people can say what they want about favor, but there is a price that has to be paid to have favor smeared all over your life. And that price, I believe, is called obedience. Many of us don't want to be obedient. But when we talk about our main character for favor this morning, you are going to see that in her life, she was obedient. Joseph, in the story of Joseph, you will see how favor rested upon his life. However, in the midst of that favor resting upon him, he had to pay a tremendous price in order for others to realize that that favor was there. He had to be obedient and go through some things and go through some trials and tribulations. And as we look at other scriptures over in Esther, we see how she had to be obedient and how she found favor above all the other virgins there to be the king, to be the queen Esther that she became. And so now, you all, we are going to talk about something that we talked about yesterday. My husband is now teaching this quarter in Sunday school. And as we were preparing this, we want to talk to you a bit about how favor and fasting connect with what we are teaching this morning. But our main character we want to talk to you about this morning is because we are now in Advent season. And this particular week, we are dealing with joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And you all know that's my favorite scripture. And so, babe, would you come and just share with us what God is saying about favor in our scripture this morning with our favorite character, biblical character this morning.
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa, and give my love to your mother as well. Good morning to Minister Benita, and good morning also to Minister Jackie, and good morning to Minister Lauderdale. This morning, I am going to talk to you from verse 28 of Luke. This is Gabriel coming to Mary. And let me tell you what he says right here. Gabriel approached Mary and delivered greetings. This is a typical form to begin a conversation, and it was based on the same root as the next word, highly favored. Let me say that one more again. Highly favored. People have often wondered how God chose Mary. Was it some quality she possessed other than not? Was the winner of some contest of obedience? Becoming her highly favored, the angel identified as the recipient of grace. She had done nothing to gain grace, God's favor, and gave birth to the Messiah. Rather, God had poured his grace upon her by giving her that opportunity. In addition to highlighting God's grace, the angel also emphasized the presence of God. He said, the Lord is with thee. Let me repeat that again. That's a great thing. He said, the Lord is with thee. Mm-hmm. This reality was likened to Gideon before God called him in Judges 6 and 12. and to those harvesting in Boaz's field before they began to work Ruth 2 and 4. Before God called Mary to be part of his plan, he assured her his presence was with her. And we go on to say, the angel called Mary a favored woman, but she was troubled by the statement. She was in herself no divine quality or reason. The angel would greet her in such a manner. Zacharias had feared the angel. That comes back in Luke 1 and 12. But Mary's concern was more with that saying she was highly favored. Why would the angel greet her with such an exalting greeting? Grace is often hard to understand in a world and mostly operates on merit. This is the only appearance in the New Testament of the word translated troubled. It describes something that was stirred up, confusing, or perplexing. Seeing an angel was enough to stir one up. But hearing the angel pronounce, you are as favored by God, in even more perplexing. Mary wondered what kind of greeting the angel had given to her. Perhaps she felt such a greeting was not suited to her. Everyone can see his or her own unworthiness far better than anyone else. Today's people so imagine how Mary felt when Gabriel came greeting her and telling her of a special calling God had for her to carry the Messiah in her womb. Dr. P.K.
Well, when we look here in Luke, the first chapter, mm-hmm. and we see what is going on with Mary, first we see an angel come to Mary and speak to her. I want to know, how do you think you would accept an angel coming to speak to you? I know when I hear the voice of God or I see the handiwork of God lining up, it always caused me to get happy down to my sanctified toes most of the time. But sometimes it kind of startles me and say, oops, this is really the Lord talking to you. Girl, you better stop. And sometimes I do kind of get a little shaken. An angel comes. How many of you have heard from an angel lately? How many of you have heard the voice of God speak to you lately? How many of you read the word of God and know that that is just for me? Or you heard someone preaching and you said, oh my God, did they peep into my closet while I was praying this morning and came and preached that sermon just for me? Isn't it awesome to hear and know that we are favorites of God when those kinds of situations come up and we say God is definitely with us? Well, you all, I want to show you how the favor and fasting is connected as we are preparing to go into our season of fasting. Yes, January. I'm going to say it to you each and every day. I want you to start now praying and saying, God, prepare me and make me ready for this fast that you are sending our way. When a person fasts, they get God's attention. Yes, they do. And that individual begins, because that individual begins to do things that would naturally please God. I mean, it's just like, I don't know, the connection that you get with God when you are praying and fasting is different from any other time doing your spiritual walk. It's kind of like a breath of fresh air is being sent from heaven to you, and you returning that back into the nostrils of God. I mean, it is something extraordinary. Yes, I want you to get your mind made up that it is time to give some time to God. Yes, that season is right here and right now. When the heart of God is touched by an individual, God will move on that person's behalf very quickly. Sometimes it is so quick it blows our mind. But then other times it is, he gives us what we need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord when he's not moving as fast as we want him to. Favor will allow doors that were closed tightly to open immediately for us. Favor will allow you to obtain a position that you were not even qualified to have. I've heard those testimonies, and you have too. Favors will allow your enemies to be made your footstools. I saw that in church on yesterday. One of the members came and asked the pastor before the whole church, forgive me because I said some things against you that should not have been said that really did disturb our pastor. Favor will allow you to connect with great people. I heard my son, Joseph Washington, talk about how God opened the doors and made him walk into the presence of President Obama and Michelle, and he wasn't even seeking or trying to get there. Favor would just plain and simply make people like you just because. I have had people to walk up to me and say, you remind me of my mama, and I just love you already. Glory be to God. Favor steps in when there is a lack of skill and allows you to perform at a higher level than you originally thought you were qualified to do so. Yes, baby, I see you reaching for this phone. What you got to say?
Let me say one more thing about favor. When Gabriel came to Mary, he told Mary to fear not. What? Fear not. Gabriel reminded that she had found favor with God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what the word favor is, the unusual word for grace.
Yes. Yes. And grace. Grace is unmerited. It is something that we cannot work for. It is something that is not deserved. Hallelujah. Yes. Grace is also the word for favor. Thank you, baby. When a person fasts, this allows favor to literally fall from heaven. That's what happened in Mary's position here in our scripture today. Favor just fell upon this little teenager and took her a virgin and made her the mother of Jesus, the Savior of the entire world. Isn't that something? God will take and use whomever he chooses, however he chooses to do that. Favor is not always used in a comparative way toward others, and a lot of people say favor is not fair. God's favor most likely will be given in spiritual blessings more than in material blessings, and a lot of people fast expecting God to give them a house, a car, loads of money. But I'm asking you that as we are preparing for our fast, it's to set yourself and set your heart and ask God, what is it that you would have me to do on a spiritual level to bless your people of God? And so at this time, we are going to close because there are so many other scriptures that we would love to give you on favor. But I want you to know that when God is with you, God is favoring you. At this time, we're going to ask Minister Jackie to come back, and we are praying this morning specifically for Mother Jessie. She went on to be with the Lord for her family. We are praying this morning for Minister Willa and her baby, her grandbaby T. And God knows, we know God is a God who moves in mighty ways in the midst of our tough circumstances. Minister Jackie, come and close us out.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor. And I'll be calling you back to give us a benediction after a few brief announcements. Now, if you'd like to hear the payback for this powerful, powerful message, you can go to 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POWN. Again, that is 432-1085. And the PIN is 957-677-POWN. And remember, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call where our own Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon
will be the host and speaker, and that number is 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294-617-pound. But right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we come before you. We thank you for all your goodness. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your unmerited favor over each and every one of our lives. And right now, God, we ask that you look over those that have experienced a loss in their family this weekend or this week with the loss of Mother Jessie Bumfield and also the loss of my aunt, Johnny Mae Washington, and a special request, God, to look over the granddaughter of Minister Will. We lift these people up in prayer, God, and we ask you to also come by and touch Father Flanagan. We thank you. We praise you. We know that you are an awesome God, and you can do anything but fail. We thank you. We praise you. We give you all honor. In your precious name, Jesus, amen and amen. Minister, I'm sorry. Dr. PK, can you come back and close us out?
Absolutely. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for this day. You've been so awesome, God, in letting us know that you being with us brings favor upon our lives. Now we ask that your grace, your mercy will rest, rule, and abide with each of us as we leave this call going out to do your will and accomplish your mission for us today. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friends. Love you. Bye-bye.